I actually had the cells that would become deadly cervical cancer.
There's plenty of public education efforts out there to try and convince people to get screened for any number of cancers.
A short, easy test saved my life.
It's pretty frustrating, especially with how much media attention there is to breast cancer.
Dr. Mary Ellen Greco with Upstate Breast Care Center can't understand why people don't take advantage of widely available testing.
The number of patients who come to my office who haven't had a mammogram in more than 4 or 5 years, and they're still seeing their physician regularly as well. So you wonder where the disconnect is there. Is it misinformation or fear of what they might find?
And it's not just women and breast cancer. The Centers for Disease Control finds more than a third of people between 50 and 75 don't get recommended colon cancer tests. A study discovered they were worried about what a test might find or had heard about the discomfort of the test itself. Onondaga County Public Health Educator Emily Young finds the same thing.
There certainly is a portion of the population that really have the mindset, I don't want to know. I don't want to be screened because I don't want to know. If there's something wrong, something there, then so be it. I don't want to know.
She struggles with convincing them to see the other side and get screened, especially because of the almost universal truth that early detection leads to better outcomes and saves lives. Greco also struggles with explaining that conundrum.
It doesn't seem to be as much of a financial or insurance issue as it is just a lack of, again, I'm not sure if it's lack of knowledge or fear about getting them, but I think the screening is much more available than people think and much more convenient than people think.
These missed opportunities come at a time when there's more access to screenings and more coverage of preventive medicine because of Obamacare.
That is the hope, you know. More people will have health insurance, so more, hopefully, more people will be accessing these screenings. A lot of times we find if people don't have health insurance, they don't have a primary care physician, and that's a disconnect.
Next week, we'll focus specifically on both the screening and treatment success of cervical cancer. Chris Bolt, WAER News.